For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
From the Hensler Financial Studios, this is Cobb Life. From the Marietta Daily Journal, I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. Great show today as we bounce around the county. Batting leadoff, we'll have John Bednarowski, the sports editor of the MDJ. We'll talk a little bit about high school sports and some other things around the area. A little later, Skylar Heath of the MDJ sits down with Jessica Brown, who is the president of Low Country Catering and Low Country Barbecue. Lastly, we'll visit with Len Thompson, who is the owner of Lenny's Hair Salon in Marietta Square. Lenny's a big fan of history and preservation, and we'll touch on a number of topics with Len today. We'll get it going after a quick break. This is Cobb Life from the Marietta Daily Journal.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
And we're back on Cobb Life. I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. Cobb Life is a presentation of the Marietta Daily Journal. And today I'm thrilled to be joined by a guy I do Cobb Football Friday with in the fall. We're going to talk a little bit about high school sports. It's the end of the baseball season, or we're into the playoffs, the meat of them now. And then, of course, spring ball is underway across the county, and for that matter, across the country at the high school level. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the teams around the county. And without further ado, we go to the Zoom and bring in the one, the only, my partner in crime, at least when football season rolls around, John Bednarowski, the sports editor of Times Journal Incorporated. And John, the last time we spoke, you were telling me all about how you played at the Masters, and I know everybody really enjoyed your coverage of the Masters. How is your spring going? And here we are on the verge of summer.
Well, I'll tell you what, you think you're going to get a little bit of a break after the high school basketball championships are over, but you roll right into spring sports. I mean, you finish basketball and you've got state playoffs in the spring starting less than a month later. And here we are, we're in the state championship for soccer. We've got the state quarterfinals for baseball this week. We have state quarterfinals for lacrosse going on. Tennis is nearing completion. We're going to have the track and field sectional meets this weekend. Golf's coming up. I mean, it's all coming to a head right all at the same time.
There's not much of a slow season when you're covering sports around the county, is there?
Nope. And you would think summer would be a little bit better, but, you know, we've got that football preview issue that's coming right up a lot faster than I'd care to admit, and that's going to take up a good chunk of the summer.
I don't know if it ever gets talked about enough, but what an impressive publication that is. I know you put a ton of work into it, and a lot of your folks do, too.
Well, we appreciate that. And like I said, it's coming up real quick. So I'm enjoying my last few weeks before we have to start divvying things up and diving into the bunker.
Before we get into some of the things high school here in the county, and obviously we're quarterfinals deep into the playoffs here, I just want your thoughts for a minute on Travis Bell. Great kid, and of course I knew him at Kennesaw State, as you do. Drafted, first player in program history, drafted by the Chicago Bears in the recent NFL draft. I was really happy to see that because I know what a great kid he is.
Yeah, there were many a times where he could have gone somewhere else, a bigger program. He stayed all 5 years at Kennesaw State. He just missed being one of what they call the OGs, the original signing class. But he learned from them, and he understood what it meant to play Kennesaw State football. And there's not a better representative from the team that could have been the first draft pick in program history. I'm really excited for him and hoping that he finds a way to make that roster.
Let's talk about Cobb County teams now as the quarterfinals are going on or about to go on in high school baseball here in the state. North Cobb Christian, I know, has made it to the quarters. Hope, I know, has made it to the quarters. And this is a byproduct of doing these news podcasts.
As successful as we are in football and basketball, we have just as much baseball talent in the state. And you mentioned North Cobb Christian. You mentioned Hope. Mount Perrin Christian is in the quarterfinals. Walton is in the quarterfinals. And so is Hillgrove. The Class 7A series, we're recording this a couple of days early.
Right.
The 7A series begin on Thursday. Hillgrove's going to take on Mill Creek. Walton's going to take on North Paulding. The 6A series gets started on Friday. Hope is hosting Tift County. And I believe the AA teams, Mount Perrin and North Cobb Christian, they will play on Saturday. And before I start getting all kinds of nasty emails and letters, I tried to forget Whitfield Academy. Whitfield Academy is down there playing Class A Division One. The way that things are staggered, they're behind. They're playing their second round series. It begins on Thursday. So we've got six teams that are still playing, and it's a lot of good baseball.
Yeah, and we certainly wish the best to all of the Cobb teams as we talk sports with John Bednarowski, the Times Journal Incorporated sports editor. And, of course, I know you from your work with the Marietta Daily Journal. But let's talk a little bit as spring ball is underway for football. And, obviously, we're not really thinking that far ahead, but spring ball is underway. I have to broadcast a spring game 2 weeks from this last Friday. But North Cobb, of course, is who I follow the closest because I'm involved there. But that program loses 30-plus players that were seniors last year. And while there are some young, promising guys in the program – and some really good ones coming along and some good ones that are coming back. There's a lot of unknowns, too, as to who's going to step up and lead. I know in that region, two guys I'm going to be watching for, obviously David Ezeomume, because I'm going to see him regularly, but also Jeremy Heklinski.
Yeah, both of those guys are big time. And I like Grayson Hodges from the Warriors. He's one to watch.
Right.
Ashton Woods, linebacker from Walton's another one. Braylon Ford, quarterback from Harrison, seems to be getting a lot of pub right now. But what's going to be the most interesting to me this spring, and I'm hoping to get out to a couple of the places, you know, Allatoona, McEachern,
right,
Walker, Whitfield. We've had a number of new coaches come in. Campbell, and I'm sure I'm leaving a couple out. But we've had some coach turnover. There's going to be some different looks from some teams. We'll see how that goes. Kareem Reed down at McEachern, Brad Smith over at Allatoona, a couple of spots I'm really looking forward to going and checking them out. When you have Gary Varner step down from Allatoona, that's the end of an era. He was the first and only coach they'd ever had, and now they're turning it over. So we'll have to see how the Buccaneers respond, because I think I may have told you once or twice, you know, under Varner, it was you got to get him early because you're not going to get him late. We'll see if that trend continues.
You mentioned the Gary Varner thing. Were you surprised at all? That kind of came And you're closer to the situation with all these other programs than I am. But that kind of came, for me at least, a little out of left field via a social media post. I know a lot of the Allatoona parents, and I was caught a little off guard by it, but I guess they had been there, as you mentioned, since they started the program. What was it, 08?
Correct, since 08. But that coach has been dealing with some health issues, and he stepped down in order to compartmentalize things. He wanted to spend some more time with his family. But he's retiring from public school because he had to teach in addition to coaching football, in addition to dealing with his family. And he does a lot of foster parenting. So he's a busy guy. And with the health issues, he's recovering from a bout with cancer. He just didn't think he could do it all anymore. And it wasn't fair to the program. Now he's going to help out at North Cobb Christian as assistant head coach. He doesn't have the teaching duties. He doesn't have the time constraints that a full-time person would have in Cobb County. So hopefully he's able to take care of those health issues. He gets some more time to deal with that and help out his family. But he still gets to do what he loves in coaching football for a few hours a day.
Yeah, and we certainly wish him the best going forward. A guy who was a bit of a legend over at Allatoona and had some really, really good years over there. As we sit here right now in May, are there teams that you expect to be the heavyweights here in Cobb around the respective regions? And I realize it's very early, but just with returning players and foundations and the cultures in place, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think the last couple of years it's been North Cobb. It's going to be interesting to see how they are able to respond without Malachi Singleton and some of the running backs and offensive linemen that have gone on to play in college. I think Walton really has to be the team that everybody's looking at right now.
Right.
Klinsky's back. A large chunk of that offense is back. I'm still trying to get all the names down, and I apologize. I think they had a couple of big-time offensive linemen move into the area that might help them. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go through their season. I really like Bryce Clavon, quarterback over there, looking for another big year from him. Other teams, I think North Cobb Christian is going to be really good. I think – gee, off the top of my head, it's going to be interesting to see what those teams, Allatoona and McEachern, are able to do. Can Marietta bounce back?
Right.
Hillgrove found a way to get into the playoffs last year. Maybe they're starting to turn the corner a little bit. Kennesaw Mountain, they seem to have found a sweet spot where you always knew that they were getting better. Now they're able to maintain things, and they are a perennial playoff team. Wheeler could be good this year. I think it's going to be a real interesting season. But if you're asking me who's the big heavyweight, number one, who's got the target, I'm going Walton right now.
Yeah, and we're a long ways off, of course, and you'll be knee-deep in the bunker well before the game start. But once they do, and actually right around the time that even those scrimmage games do, you and I will reunite for Cobb Football Friday, and that's going to be fun. Thank you, sir, as always. And we will look forward to seeing you a little later in the summer, and obviously I'll check in with you from time to time before then. That is John Bednarowski with the Marietta Daily Journal. He is the sports editor for Times Journal Incorporated, spending some time with us here on Cobb Life. We dive into a break right here. You're listening to Cobb Life from the MDJ.
Engineered solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678 ESOG now.
Hey, summer is coming fast, and we all know what that means. Heat and lots of it. You don't want to suffer through another summer without a reliable air conditioning system, so turn to Daco Systems, the experts in AC tune-ups and replacements. For a limited time, they're offering an unbeatable AC tune-up package for just $69.95. Their experienced technicians will inspect your system from top to bottom, ensuring it's running efficiently and effectively. Not only will this help you stay cool all summer long, but it can also save you money on energy bills. And if it turns out you need a replacement, don't worry. Daco Systems offers free estimates on replacements, and financing is available to make the process even more affordable. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Daco Systems today to schedule your AC tune-up and keep your home comfortable all summer long. Visit their website at dacosystems.com or give them a call at 770-209-2261. Daco Systems is the name you can trust for all your HVAC needs. Daco Systems, a premier Trane comfort specialist.
In this edition, we welcome Cobb native Jessica Brown, who's the owner and president of Low Country Barbecue and Catering in Smyrna, which was founded in 1986 by her father, Bennett Brown. From serving George H.W. Bush and Mick Jagger to Chef Julia Child, Low Country Barbecue and Catering is a Cobb County staple that's catered hundreds of events, including weddings, corporate receptions, and more. Jessica, welcome to the Cobb Life Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I guess I just want to get started and jump into this. So you recently took over your father's successful business. Congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about this journey. I read you were planning to be a vet, and now you're taking over your father's restaurant and catering business. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So growing up, I thought the vet route was for me. I worked in vet's offices, and also alongside that worked at the catering company as a wait staff. I guess really when I was in high school and then really dabbled between vet's offices and catering in college, and then had a light bulb moment one day as I was headed to an event that I didn't really dig the vet route anymore. Just like, okay, just because I like animals doesn't mean I have to be a vet. And I was like on 8 days straight, like back-to-back events, and still headed in and so excited to go to work another shift and cater another wedding. And I was like, you know, I think I caught the hospitality bug. Like, I think this is what I want to do.
So where did you go to college?
I went to West Georgia.
Nice. So you studied veterinary medicine.
I started on the path of management and marketing.
Okay.
And had this grand idea that I was going to transfer into Georgia and go the vet route. And then, like I said, just had that light bulb moment and stayed on the path of business.
How is your father feeling about this new role that you're taking over? I'm sure he's very pleased to keep it in the family.
He is. I think it's bittersweet for him, but I think that he's flattered. When I told him, I guess it was my senior year in college, that I was interested in coming into the business, he was pleasantly surprised and shocked, to say the least. He never really envisioned me getting involved or any of my brothers. And he was like, all right, well, if this is what you want, like, let's do it. So
there you go. So when did you officially take over this role?
So technically, Bennett, quote unquote, retired last week. This is really recent.
Yeah.
So last week was his birthday, and then he had that noted as his retirement day. So really over the next year, he's going to be transitioning the leadership of the company and kind of stepping back a bit more. It's been a journey ever since COVID.
I can imagine.
Yeah, kind of handed over the reins and responsibilities and has been there as a support system for myself and our team. But technically this month, we swapped roles to me being president.
Right. Mm-hmm. How is everything going so far? I know it's new.
Yeah, really busy. But the transition, I think we teed it up really well. And honestly, not intentionally. I mean, when COVID hit, I was kind of thrown into a bunch of different roles.
Because sure.
Our team was just depleted and wiped out at that point.
Absolutely.
So when you're in the business of bringing people together, that kind of started the transition of taking on roles that I hadn't before, and it just really organically teed me up to move into this leadership role. So
could you tell me a little bit about, because this Low Country Barbecue was a restaurant at first and catering company, but now really you guys are just sticking to catering. Can you just give me more insight on that?
So actually my dad started the company solely as a catering company. So that's where everything began in 1986.
Cool.
And at that time, he really was the only full service barbecue caterer in the city of Atlanta. Because, I mean, you had like your mom and pop shops kind of thing. And so he saw the need in the industry and started Low Country Barbecue. And so that was 1986. And then from there, I think it was about 2012, he realized that Jim and Nick's and the Fox Brothers, everyone was getting into catering as well.
Right.
And so we were starting to get pigeonholed in the barbecue market. And we did so much more than barbecue, but people didn't realize that because we had barbecue in the name and brides and corporate events didn't want the barbecue truck and the drive. So in 2012, he rebranded from Low Country Barbecue to Low Country Catering. And we dropped Low Country Barbecue altogether, which was great. It opened up a lot of doors for us at that time and got us into some new markets.
Nice.
But a lot of our barbecue clients thought that we had gone out of business. So, and those are the people who got us where we are today. Fast forward, in 2019, we started having the idea of, okay, well, what if we bring back Low Country Barbecue, if you will, and then give Low Country Catering its own logo. So they each have their own logos, names, to make it a bit clearer for our clients.
Like, right.
If you need carry out delivery or casual barbecue catering, you go through Low Country Barbecue. Or if you need, you know, a wedding, a high-end corporate event, you go through Low Country Catering.
Right.
And that's our menus that are more high-end Southern cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had everything teed up, and then it was going to launch March 2020.
Oh, March 2020. We all remember that time.
I know. So, of course, the world shuts down. Blessing in disguise, because we had brought back Low Country Barbecue, we were able to do a bunch of carry out and delivery during COVID.
Right.
So it worked out great. And so now we've got the two different divisions. So Bennett dabbled with restaurants over the years, but catering was really the sweet spot.
That's another thing I noticed. For me, I've been working in the restaurant industry since I was 15 before I got into this role. And that's actually how I paid for college. I bartended and served my way through college. So March 2020, I was working at a local restaurant and everything shut down. So our owner, he switched to, you know, takeout order only and catering. It's really interesting, though, to see how restaurants stayed afloat during the pandemic. You should give yourself a pat on the back for staying afloat and surviving. You're taking over your dad's company.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
a
big deal. So I feel like the pandemic was a tough time, but the people that overcame that, it's a learning experience, you know?
It definitely was. I mean, we try to look at all the positives from COVID because
sure.
we have to. I mean, everyone struggled, of course, right? And to your point, we're so fortunate to have made it out of that. And I think even better on the other side of it.
I always love seeing female entrepreneurs thrive in a male-dominated business. What advice can you give to women who want to own and operate their own business?
I've been asked that question a couple different ways, but not the advice side. They're like, oh, what is it like to be a woman in the male-dominated industry? I think that's what's weird, though, because I feel like there's a lot of women in the catering industry. So the question been challenging to answer because I feel really confident in what we're doing. I've been doing this a really long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, since I was 16, I've lived and breathed this industry.
Right.
So, I mean, basically grew up drinking vinegar-based barbecue sauce.
Exactly.
So with that, I mean, probably been underestimated, probably still will be underestimated as a female in this industry. But I think really the best advice that I could give is surround yourself with a really great team.
Sure.
And that's one of the positives that have come out of COVID, because this industry is really hard. You know, we're not in this for our health. And you can't do it as a one-man show. And
no.
So that to me is where I find my confidence, and like the advice that I could give is you have to surround yourself by the people who live and breathe this industry well and support you.
And support in any area of your life is so important. And another thing for me as a woman, I've noticed that having confidence in myself as a woman is important. And surrounding yourself with other women who are also empowering each other is important.
Yeah, I mean, like our executive chef, Jen, so female in the industry, my sales team, majority female. And so it's the team right now. I mean, I couldn't do it without them. And
right.
So really, that's my biggest advice, is just you surround yourself with the right people.
Exactly. I think everybody should at least get one job in the retail or service industry at least one time in their life, because it builds so much patience and character. I mean, I don't know if this is just me, but whenever I go out to a restaurant or I go to a bar, my boyfriend or my friends, and we're eating, I'll stack all the plates.
Yeah, you can always tell who has worked in hospitality and who hasn't.
Exactly.
For sure. You can pick them out in a crowd.
You can. I just think that everybody should. I personally will be making my children just pick just a little hostess job. I mean, I built also a lot of really good communication skills, mm-hmm. Talking with people. Those are certain skills that I wouldn't have acquired had I not worked in the restaurant industry. So
yeah, 100%.
Side note, what would you say is your favorite dish that you guys offer? Because I personally love mac and cheese. So
it's funny you say that. It's so simple. One of my favorite things that we do is a mac and cheese dish. It's a pimento cheese mac and cheese with crushed up pretzels on top.
You're kidding. Now I'm hungry. That is delicious.
Yeah, it's really yummy.
So what would you say is your favorite catering dish that you guys offer?
We do have a sweet tea braised chicken thigh with a peach chutney that is to die for. Mm. And then in the barbecue side, our grilled quartered chicken, which has this like caramelized vinegar-based sauce on it, is my favorite thing. Has been since I was a kid.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You're making me hungry right now. Of course, you guys are based in Smyrna. I'm a major barbecue lover, and I love supporting local catering businesses. Mm-hmm. What would you say sets Low Country Catering apart from other catering companies in the area?
Ooh, that's a good question. So from just a business standpoint, I think that having the two different divisions to our company really sets us apart. With having Low Country Barbecue and Low Country Catering, we can kind of be a one-stop shop for all of our clients and do have the opportunity to do that quite a bit with them. So like if you were headed out of town and wanted to pick up some barbecue to take to the beach mm-hmm. or needed a delivery and drop off to the office, mm-hmm. we've got that route. Or if you're getting married, you could also call us up and do your wedding through us, through Low Country Catering.
Nice.
So that's been really fun. It's fun for the sales team and the internal team to have the two different divisions just to keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. So that, and I think that everyone, all of our catering partners in the industry care about their clients, but
sure,
I feel like we just pour our hearts and souls into our clients' events. And like I said, surrounding yourself with a team that just is in it to win it. We truly, from the first phone call, I mean, just, we care a lot about right. our clients' events. I mean, typically, if you're calling a catering company, it's for something important in your life, a retirement, a birthday, a wedding. I mean, most people don't just bring in full service catering for giggles.
Right.
And so every event is so important, and we want clients to feel that from the moment that we get on the phone with them.
That's incredible. And another thing is food. It brings memories. You know, everyone's coming together.
Exactly.
To eat delicious food, and whether for a wedding right. or anniversary, you know, I mean, it's...
Food is intimate.
It is. Jessica, how best can people find out more and get in touch with Low Country Barbecue and Low Country Catering?
They could visit our websites. So we've got lowcountrycatering.net and then lowcountrybbq.net. And then we've got the two different Instagrams for the divisions as well. So there's Low Country Catering and then Low Country Barbecue.
Awesome. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck with everything. And I'm definitely going to be hitting you up if I ever get married for my wedding rehearsal dinner, because you guys are making me very hungry.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. Pleasure. Of course. Right here, we're going to take a break, but stick around for more Cobb Life right after this.
You're invited to step into and experience the Omni Wellness Studio with your hosts, Keith Osman and Ali Rico. The podcast is all about life, business, fitness, and nutrition. Keith and Ali want you to learn about your life, how to live it well, and be healthy in both mind and body. Find current episodes of the Omni Wellness Studio on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All new episodes air every Monday on the Omni Wellness Studio podcast.
And we're back on Cobb Life. Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. Cobb Life is a presentation of the Marietta Daily Journal. Nobody knows Marietta or is more of a presence in Marietta, maybe a couple notable exceptions than the one, the only Len Thompson, the owner of Lenny's Hair Salon here right by Marietta Square. And it's funny because you've always been right by Marietta Square, but now you're in the other direction on the same street from Marietta Square.
Yeah, we're just 500 steps away from where we were before, but just in the opposite direction.
Let's talk a little bit about your love of the history of this city. You've obviously been on various historical councils and things like that. Talk a little about your love for Marietta and the history and the square and a lot of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here, multi-generational Marietta family. I love the history of it. Just going back to a small town that's not a suburb of Atlanta, but actually its own little community. So I love looking at all the different businesses that have been here and the different events that have happened here on the square.
I know another thing that you're big on is preservation. The Strand Theater would be one example. But in recent days, there's been some developments with this property that was proposed anyway here. And it's still kind of out there floating around. Whether or not it's going to go through or be approved by the city council remains to be seen. But I think the historical council voted down the idea of this multi-use project that included a seven-story parking deck, whatever it was. And that probably flies a little bit in the face of what folks like you that are preservationists here and love the history here and all of that and the quaintness of the square area probably flies in the face of how you would feel about it.
Definitely. One of the things that my concern, but a lot of other people's concerns, wasn't necessarily that they were going to be building apartments. It was how the apartments were going to look. You want to keep the continuity of the historic look to the square, especially now we do so much filming on right. The square. You want to be able to have them come and film and make it look like what they want it to look like and not have a large, modern-looking building stuck in the middle of all these historic buildings.
You're a big sports fan, and you're also a big fan of authentic and antique items. Anybody that walks in this salon, you've got these great old jukeboxes, an old barber chair. You've got a lot of really cool stuff here. Can you talk a little about your love of history, antiques, and some of that stuff?
Yeah, I always like to say that my wife was really excited when we opened the salon because it gave me a place to put all my toys. But yeah, I love touching and using all the different things. So like I drive at 61 Bonneville as my daily driver. The jukeboxes work. We have several different jukeboxes talking about the history. I just like being able to touch and feel and see history, kind of that living history museum kind of idea. The old barber chairs, because I'm a hairdresser, I'm a barber. So go back to the history of that. And so we have old barber chairs in here that work, and we do use them on occasion. Our other location where we were down on Church Street, you know, we had pictures of it from when it was the Economy, which was a hot dog and ice cream place that sold Hunt's ice cream. And this building that we're in now, we're just kind of digging up the history of it. And the Galt family had a furniture business, and this was a warehouse for their furniture.
Most places that have waiting rooms don't have anywhere near the amount of cool stuff to look at and ambiance to enjoy like this does. It's laid out really well, and you've got a lot of these kind of relics. You talk about the jukeboxes. That's just one example. You got a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And we want people to come in and see them and play with them and look at them. And like I said, all my toys I played with. So there were people like, oh, aren't you worried about breaking it? I'm like, no, I'm worried. You know, you need to play it. You need to enjoy the things that you have.
You're also a big Braves fan, and you were the benefactor of the time that I left the Braves. You've got all those bobbleheads on display out there, and to be fair, you had a bunch and have acquired others since then, but I gave you a pretty good chunk of those bobbles, and anybody that brings their family and has young kids and stuff like that down, even if it's a day that you're closed, can walk by and marvel at how many of these cool and somewhat rare bobblehead pieces there are.
Yeah, definitely. And we get a lot of people that stop and look at them because they're, you know, front and center on the windows up front. We love the bobbleheads. And if you go into the back, you'll see the little Braves areas. 1982 was a big year for the Braves for me as a kid. So I collect a lot of 1982 Braves stuff. I've got seats from Fulton County Stadium, and I got seats from Turner Field. And definitely the bobbles that you brought me, which are great. And once you have some, then people see it, and they bring more to you. So that's definitely grown, and I'm having to look at getting another shelving unit so we can get more bobbleheads on it.
You are a major player in the Wings and White Walls event that takes place in the fall. You partner with the Aviation Museum. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was on the board for the Aviation Museum Technology Center, and we needed to come up with a fundraiser because we're trying to get a pavilion with bathrooms built out there. So since I'm in a car club and have a lot of friends in that industry, I just said, well, let's do a car show. We'll do music and have vendors, because there's not a better place to have a backdrop than the Aviation Museum with cool cars. So you have the F-14, the jets, and the other planes that we have out there, and people can come and park their cars and pay a nominal fee to enter their car into a contest, and we just have a good day out of it, and it helps benefit the museum, and hopefully we'll raise enough money that we can get the pavilion and bathrooms out there.
The Wings and White Walls event takes place in October, so you really have quite a while here, a few months leading up to it, to let as many people know as possible, and obviously that's a key, is people being aware.
Oh yeah, definitely, and the weather's perfect. Then we do it the week before Choctoberfest, which is another big festival that happens here on the square. So, you know, people can come and do our event the week before and then come to the square that Saturday and Sunday following and see all the amazing chalk art that they do on Choctoberfest.
I think that's another thing, that putting too modern of a structure or something like that in an area like this might actually detract from some of the great events that all this ambiance is perfect for. The festival last weekend, the Taste of Marietta, you have Marietta Days coming up this weekend. In fact, the day this show releases, Sunday, that'll be going on. Speaking of that, you were one of the businesses that was somewhat displaced by when that investment was made. And look, it happens. You pointed it out, and I think you stated it quite well a little bit ago. You ended up making lemonade out of the situation because you got a bigger location. You're about the same distance from the square, just a different direction.
Yeah, and we ended up being a positive thing for us in the end. We weren't looking to move. We didn't really want to, but in the end we were able to make it work out, and it's a great location that I'm in now. One of the things that I have been pretty vocal about, and I make no bones about it, I tell everyone, you know, I was affected, so I come from a biased standpoint, but I want everyone to be careful, because a lot of people, they want Marietta to be a destination. I hear that from a lot of the developers. They come and they see Marietta and like, we can make Marietta a destination. And I try to remind them that Marietta is a community. We're not a destination. You know, the battery is a destination, and it's meant to be a destination. Six Flags is a destination. Roswell has become a restaurant destination, which is great for Roswell. At nighttime, Roswell is very busy with the restaurants. But what Marietta has that those don't have is the community aspect. When you go and you get your haircut, you know the owner. When you take your kids to Georgia Dance for their ballet lessons, you know the other kids that are there, you know that the parents, you eat at Marietta Pizza, you know the owner, you know the people that are working there. You're not a tourist, you're community. And the owners of those businesses treat you like that because they know where their money's coming from.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, obviously, and we wish you the best of luck here. The place looks fantastic, and like I talked about, you're just about the same distance, just in a different direction. But thanks for all you do for Marietta, and thanks for spending some time with us here on Cobb Life.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Thanks for coming out and talking to me and seeing the shop, and good luck to you guys. Love Cobb Life, and we've been, you know, voted best barbershop now 5 years running by Cobb Life, so we love it.
That is Len Thompson spending some time with us. He is the owner of Lenny's Hair Salon here, just off Marietta Square on Church Street. Stop in and see him. This used to be a barbecue restaurant a number of years ago, but now it is Lenny's Hair Salon, and it's kind of been an institution right here in the Marietta Square area. That should do it for Cobb Life this week. I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. We thank all of our guests. We thank all of you for locking us in, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Cobb Life from the MDJ.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Jinrei Zhang, video producer. All rights reserved.